It's yesterday's bulletin. Yeah. So I wrote. Read that. Now, the first part of that message, I would like all of you to sing with the choir and with me. It's a song.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. What do you recall? The most famous reindeer of all, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw him, you would even say, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Let all the reindeer love you, as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Excellent. Maybe you can give us a big applause. So it's a Christmas Eve. So the cultural pull to celebrate Christmas is upon us, no matter what our family or cultural tradition. We might be excited or we might be worried. We might be prepared and ready and will be anticipating a wonderful time with family and friends. And in just about every family, there's always an oddball out. There's someone who doesn't fit in. It's like the Christmas classic, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, who was a misfit. So compared to the image of the ideal reindeer, we can say, you know, that something was definitely wrong with him. And the thing is, they are coming to dinner tonight or tomorrow on Christmas Day. So it's that dreadful time of the year when you have to get together with someone you don't want to be around. But now you have to. So I wonder if it has not ever happened to you. Or maybe there's someone in your family that you're pretty embarrassed for your friends or coworkers to find out about. Simply because he or she is a misfit. So, well, Jesus had several of them. God wants to pay us attention. God wants us to pay attention to these misfits because he is not embarrassed to call them his family, and he is proud of them. For example, in our gospel, Matthew mentioned 5 women, and all of them were misfits. That is, had bad reputations. So God is honest with telling us who was in his family. First, there was Tamar, who had a baby out of wedlock. She deceived Judah, her father-in-law, by luring him into her bedroom, dressed as a prostitute, and conceived with him. Second, Rahab. She was a prostitute, and she was entertaining guests who happened to be Israelite spies who were hiding at a brothel. Rahab protects their cover until Israel wins the war, and she's made an Israelite by worshiping God. Third, Ruth. she was a foreigner or a refugee. Her husband died, so she was a widow. She was widowed. And she was a Moabite, which was a forbidden group. But this pagan ends up murdering King David's grandpa. Her story shows that God has a place for poor widowed foreigners in his plan of salvation. Fourth, Bathsheba. She is identified as the wife of Uriah, whom King saw batting on the rooftop and wanted her. So he called her to his room and got her pregnant, then murdered her husband to cover it all up. And last, Mary. Mary got pregnant out of wedlock, and she claimed that God did it to her. Joseph didn't believe her at first, but the angel appeared to him in a dream and told him the truth about God's plan. So Mary would have had a bad reputation though if it weren't for Joseph's yes to marry her, covering up what would have been a public scandal. So all of these women are part of Jesus' family tree. We don't usually introduce people to the dark past. On Facebook, we put our best faces on and fronts. With Christmas cards too, it's the family perfectly posed, all dressed up. We show off the good picture, the best take. But God, no. So God is telling us that his son comes from this messed up lineage because it's exactly the sort of people that he is coming for. He does this because he wants us to know that this is all of us. All of us right here, right now, are misfits. We are in need of a Savior to come to save us. So in God's family, there is room for sinners. There is room for those with bad reputations. The gospel announces the coming of Jesus as baby and ultimately Savior for all, Gentiles as well as Jews, women as well as men, black and white, and Asian and Latino, sinners as well as saints. So we all need Jesus to do what we could not do. We need Jesus to die for us so we can truly live. So if you are a sinner and if you know that you are one right now, come to Jesus and receive his grace. In Christ, you are loved and accepted. All of your unholy nights, no matter how scandalous, have been turned into the holiest nights of the Holy One. Through faith in Jesus, God calls each of us his family, and you are not a misfit anymore. You belong to a family, and your name matters, and your whole life matters. You matter to God, and in Christ, you matter to the people of his church. So come, we are all part of God's family. So from Christ the King Parish, Merry Christmas to all of you.